The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
The lawman came with the sun. There was a job to be done. And so they sent for the badge and the gun of the lawman.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And we welcome you back. Yep. Here on the Wake Up Crew for Thursday, August 7th, episode 1716. It sounds really long when you do it that way. We say it like that, 1716. Seems like it's a lot.
Yeah, you can saying 2025.
Yeah, it seems long for me. Our first full day of school is tomorrow. Yep. You know, I asked my granddaughters whether they were ready to get back to school. They were. They're excited, so you know, I thought that pretty odd that both of them wanted to get back.
Well, let's see, what, junior and eighth grade?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Eighth grade's a good year. I think it was my best of school.
Aw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had tremendous teachers.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. You had Mr. Mays, didn't you?
For part of the year.
Oh, okay.
That was the year he had some health issues.
Yeah, he had a weird sense of humor. I mean, he was funny.
And then we had Miss Kelly for the second half of the year, I think.
Oh, interim.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you had Miss Baird.
Correct. Yeah. Social studies.
And who else?
Miss Hayes for science.
Oh, yeah, Miss Hayes. Yeah. So I bet she loved you.
I did all right in there.
Yeah, I bet she loved you. You sat up there. And I'm Brian Barrett.
I didn't do that, but it was challenging. But
well, she did homework too, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Yeah. Boy.
Yeah. So
then, you English? I guess does that only have five? Would that be right?
You had me for English. That was
so. You have English.
I think it was 9:30, something like that. I was like second or third period. I can't remember.
Yeah.
So.
English, science, social studies, math.
Mm-hmm. I think that's all you had.
Is it just the four? Yeah.
I think that's it. But anyway, did you check out the...
Oh, there was PE.
Yeah. That was with Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Did you check out...
Surprised he didn't retire after that year.
That was his first year as PE teacher?
Uh-huh.
So you had him in fourth grade and...
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And I bet you he had some problems with that group. And did you check out the Braves and the Reds, the Bristol Speedway game?
It went, I got an email that the game's been suspended, will be played on Sunday.
Yeah.
So I had to make sure that it was supposed to air correctly on Sunday, and then that didn't happen correctly.
Hmm.
But So I listened to a little bit of it.
They said they had some logistic problems, but they had about 80 something thousand there.
85, I think.
I can't imagine even being able to see the game. I mean, see them that high up. They were showing pictures of, if you had a seat at the front top of the stadium, oh my.
I wonder if they just, I did not watch any of it on TV. I wonder if they had some TVs. Had to.
I watched the last two innings. But can you imagine how much that cost to do all of that? So,
you know, they did. Tennessee played a football game there.
Yeah.
It would be not a very good place to watch a football game either.
No, of course, that stadium, you know, there's the ground, and then it goes up the road, you know, where they actually race. It's curved. I mean, it's like almost like you're upside down, you know. Have you ever been on a racetrack?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Isn't it weird?
It's got quite the pitch.
Yeah, and it's like, how do they drive on that? I would feel like my car was going to topple over. And it said the faster you go, the better it is. You know, the better it is. You feel safer.
Wow. 195 miles an hour.
But, they had a good crowd. Braves won that game, actually.
The track was behind home plate, too, right?
I think so.
So it was in the infield.
Uh-huh.
I bet it would have been hard to do the play-by-play of that game.
My only question is why?
I don't know.
I mean, I imagine the town loved it. I mean, Bristol, probably they made some money.
Supposedly, I mean, it's the first, maybe it's an effort to see about Tennessee and MLB and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They wanted to do something cool and first. And
well, they came out for it even after rain out. You know, come back. All right. It's the Wake Up Crew here on a Thursday morning, and it's a throwback Thursday as well. And we will be right back with more of the Wake Up Crew after the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Winds north-northwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 69. Friday, lots more sunshine, highs approach 90. And then Friday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 70. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 71.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Seattle Mariners held on 8-6 against the Chicago White Sox. Julio Rodriguez with a three-run shot, while the Marlins avoided the sweep with a 6-4 win over the Astros. Seattle is now two games behind Houston in the AL West. Jose Iglesias hit the go-ahead RBI as the Padres pulled off the ninth-inning comeback, defeating the Diamondbacks 3-2. And the Dodgers lost 5-3 to the Cardinals at home, despite Shohei Ohtani hitting his 39th homer of the season. San Diego is now two games behind L.A. in the NL West. The Royals snapped the Red Sox seven-game winning streak, coming out on top 7-3, and the Brewers extended their winning streak to 6 after topping the Braves 5-4. The NFLPA sent a message to the players Wednesday night clarifying that the league's ban on smelling salts only applies to clubs providing it to players. Players can still smell salts as long as they bring their own.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew at 21 after the hour, and we're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their virtual annual meeting is Saturday, August 16th at 2 p.m. You can register to be entered for prizes, submit questions, and vote for officers starting August 9th at MTE or by phone. That's convenient. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
More at MTE.com/annual meeting. MTE, they do such a good job of keeping the public informed. I mean, they really do.
I think they went to the virtual meeting and they saw an uptick in people who would watch. That used to be one of those things that you had cooperatives kind of have people. You have meetings and elect officers and that kind of thing. And you, in person, you just didn't have the turnout that they do virtually.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah.
Well, for that particular event.
I know news shows on the news can hardly do it without Zoom or some kind of form to get to them now. They're everywhere. It's easier to do a show if you can, you know, reach them virtually.
Yeah.
You know. So we do it the old-fashioned way. We come in and do it, you know.
For the most part, yeah.
So, you show me a picture of your grandbaby. That sounds weird saying that.
I know, doesn't it?
Yeah. Pop-Pops, what was, and she's starting to look like a little young lady now.
Uh-huh.
She's kind of getting out of that baby stage a little bit already.
Yeah, we've moved up to a size 2 diaper.
Is it true the Lakers have called, or one of those WNBA teams have called to check?
Now they're keeping a close eye on her progress.
Yeah, well, I can imagine.
You put her on her stomach, she's already trying to get up on her knees. I mean, she's 7 months old, or 7 weeks old.
7 weeks.
7 weeks old.
She looks like she's about almost a year. Really.
Honestly.
I mean, yeah. It's crazy.
Almost 14 pounds.
So she hadn't called your name out or anything yet, has she?
No, but she will laugh when you say, "Are you pretty?" or "Pretty girl?" You say "pretty," she smiles.
Well, so. I would too. Somebody told me I was pretty.
And she likes to look at herself in the
Somebody
mirror.
Somebody told me I was pretty. I'd probably go over and hug them. All right, our good neighbor of the day is Chloe Burns for being a true go-getter, full of energy, always lifting others up and inspiring everyone around her with her drive and positivity. I love people with drive and positivity. That's what Chloe has.
Yep.
Chloe's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, you know her, and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congratulations to Chloe, and you can send in a good neighbor of the day by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. That's N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R. Text that word to us. You'll get a reply back from us. Just fill out the information. Click submit. You're done. It is particularly preposterous packing day, so use extra tape and all that kind of thing. Raspberries and cream day, and it's Purple Heart Day.
What was the first one again?
Particularly preposterous packing day.
Okay, I guess I'll just skip that because I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't either.
Okay, all right. And when we come back, we're going to be having our song of the day, and we got another death of a star.
They keep coming.
No, we'll be right back, 624.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. 6 children are recovering this morning after being injured in a school bus crash in Portland yesterday afternoon. It happened around 3 p.m. on Longview Road just after school let out for the day. Sumner County officials say 2 of the children were released to their parents. Meanwhile, 4 others were taken to local hospitals for minor injuries. The school bus was rear-ended on Longview Road in Portland. 2 people have been found dead in an apartment in Gibson County. The Trenton Police Department says police and fire personnel found a deceased woman and a deceased man in separate rooms. Investigators say there was no immediate evidence of foul play. However, the investigation is still in its early stages. Authorities are now awaiting a medical examiner's report. It's believed the pair were in a relationship, but their identities have not been released. More news in 30 seconds.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
United Airlines is working to get flights back on schedule this morning following a ground stop and delays overnight that affected flights nationwide. The airline says the issue stemmed from a weight and balancing computer system issue. If you're flying out of Nashville or any other regional airport served by United, make sure you check on flight status before you leave the house. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew on a very, very nice Thursday morning. Don't forget now, kids, you might need to go to bed earlier than you've been going. In fact, my mother, and of course I did, my child, we would practice going to bed, like getting back in routine. You don't do it the night before because they can't sleep.
Like the week before is when we started.
Yeah, about 5 or 6 days and then get them acclimated to going back to bed early. So anyway.
And then they never did it.
So tomorrow's going to be a fun day here at the Wake Up Crew. People driving by. I want to talk about the death of Lonnie Anderson. 79, I believe? I believe that's right.
She was born in 1945.
Okay, so that helps me a lot. I'm not math guy, remember?
I'm looking. Yeah. 80.
Yeah, okay. And
45, yeah.
Was a big star on WKRP in Cincinnati. And if you've been watching the internet, they've shown some clips of her. She also was married to Burt Reynolds for a while, and they got divorced, and it was kind of a nasty divorce. But
yeah, she would have been 80. Yeah. Her birthday was Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
And she passed away just before her 80th.
Yeah, we may have mentioned her name. Yeah. Because we played the theme song to it, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
All right, but...
Was she in the Smoke? She was in Smokey and the Bandit, too,
wasn't
she?
No, that was Sally Field. But she was in one of his movies. I can't remember. Stroker Ace or something like that. I don't know. He made some real bombs toward the end of his career. So, but anyway.
Let's see. Yeah, Stroker Ace, 1983.
Am I good or what?
That's pretty good.
Also, in regard...
They met on the set of that movie and got married, is what happened.
It seems like we've had a lot of those lately. You know, deaths of major stars. It just kind of keeps on coming. Have you noticed that they're all about the same age that have died? I mean, they're about 79, 80, 81, 82, something like that. So, anyway...
I was just, let's see.
Does it say what she died of?
She had an extended illness.
Oh, okay.
Is what it said.
Probably maybe cancer or something.
Yeah. Since in the month of, well, the end of June, end of July, we lost Bobby Sherman, Jimmy Swaggart, Michael Madsen, Connie Francis, Ozzy Osbourne, just to...
These aren't just your typical, like, you know, they did maybe a movie or two. These were big stars.
Mick Ralphs, he died at the end of June. So, I mean, and now Lonnie Anderson.
Yeah.
Add to that.
All right. I guess I did want to mention one thing about the Bristol Speedway thing before we go into today in history. They had, this is what happened. They got rained out on Saturday night. Well, they didn't have another pitcher. The Braves didn't have another pitcher. So Hurston Waldrop, who is one of their draft choices from a couple of years ago, they drove to Gwinnett and picked him up.
Really?
And drove him back to Bristol. So where he could get there in time for the game. And he came in relief. Well, he started the game because the other guy, he had started the night before, couldn't pitch anymore. He went 6 innings and gave up only one run. He won his first major league game. That had to be a whirlwind, don't you think?
Oh, gosh.
I mean,
no doubt about
it. He probably didn't have time to think about it. So
no.
It was crazy.
I mean, He probably didn't get in until late either, because no, I mean, they didn't rain it out until very late.
No, it was probably 3 a.m. or something, you know. I mean, well, I don't know how they managed it. The other pitcher, they had to do the same thing for the other team. They flew him, but since their farm system was so close, I think they felt like it'd be quicker just to drive it. So I don't know who got that job, but I don't know. Won his first major league game. Congratulations to Hurston Waldrop. Going to be a good one. I think he is. All right, it's time for Today in History, brought to you by our friends over at Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
All right, we're going to go here quickly. 1420, construction begins on the dome of a Florence cathedral designed by this guy named Brunelleschi. Filippo Brunelleschi. You'd love to correct me, but I don't know it either. George Washington in 1782 creates the Purple Heart Medal as commander of the Continental Army. I didn't realize that medal was so long ago.
It was before the U.S. was founded there.
1963, Jacqueline Kennedy becomes the first U.S. First Lady to give birth since Mrs. Cleveland. They lost that baby, unfortunately. 1997, Garth Brooks performs a free concert in Central Park for HBO. Your favorite performance, yeah. Bob Brooks. 2004, Cub pitcher Greg Maddux enters the history books with his 300th career win in the Chicago's 8-4 triumph. Hated he wasn't in a Braves uniform where he spent most of his career. In 2009, TikTok singer released by Keisha, the Billboard Song of the Year in 2010. By the way, in 2018, Crazy Rich Asians premiered a great movie, funny, and it's going to have a sequel coming up, I think, next year. So that's a look at Today in History. Coming up is Brandon Brooks with Rewind and much more of the Wake Up Crew on a Throwback Thursday. Stay right here with us.
This is CBS Rewind.
August 7th.
You know what he keeps telling me?
1941.
He keeps telling me I'm dead.
The release of the comedy.
I'm afraid you are.
What?
Here comes Mr. Jordan.
Dead.
It was remade twice.
Mr. Pendleton, you know where you are, don't you?
As Heaven Can Wait with Warren Beatty.
I'm not supposed to be here.
And Down to Earth.
We got a new slogan.
Starring Chris Rock.
Shot in the head, you get a bet. If your head is bloody, we're your buddy.
August 7th, 1992.
I ain't like that anymore, kid.
The nationwide release of the Western, Unforgiven.
Say what?
Starring Clint Eastwood.
Just because we're going on this killing, that don't mean I'm going to go back to being the way I was.
I'm Brendan Brooks.
Do not like assassins or men of low character.
And that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Winds north-northwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 69. Friday, lots more sunshine, highs approach 90. And then Friday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 70. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 71.
Good morning. Starting to build a little bit more volume coming through the Mount Juliet area as we watch it pick up there on I-40. As you work your way through certain sections of Wilson County, a steady flow of traffic down through Millersville here in the last few minutes on 65 southbound around Bethel Road, as it also picks up 24 through Murfreesboro here in the last few minutes coming out of Rutherford County. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken, karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. Order online today, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, AmeriCare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare, 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. Did you realize that yoga helps you improve your flexibility and balance? and supports joint health. Yoga also enhances cardiovascular health. It just makes you feel better. Get with the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department for information about their yoga classes at the Patterson Community Center, over at SportsCom, or the St. Clair Senior Center. Feel better with yoga. Oakland's Mansion, along with the Murfreesboro Little Theater, are having their joint annual meeting and dinner. That's this Saturday night at Oakland's Mansion. And MLT will perform Shakespeare's The Tempest. Tickets are $30, and that's this Saturday night at 5 at Oakland's Mansion. Did you realize there are two farmers markets every Saturday morning? One is from 8 in the morning until noon all around the Rutherford County Courthouse, and that's a service of Main Street Murfreesboro. The other's at the same time in Smyrna at the Depot District. They are both 8 until noon Saturdays. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
We provide laser treatments to get rid of those little brown splotches, surface blood vessels, as well as fine lines and wrinkles.
McCabe Vision Center.
Make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Where is the best barbecue in town? At 1920 East Main. The best barbecue for miles around is at 1920 East Main. You can buy it by the pound, sandwich, platter, or plate. No matter what you choose, it will taste great. You can come with a friend, by yourself, or with a date. Just Slick Pig Barbecue. Barbecue pork, beef, or chicken. Brunswick stew. Great sides. Lunch specials. Down home atmosphere. And they cater. Slick Pig Barbecue. It's the best.
Your business deserves the best support, just like good jeans. We make sure everything fits perfectly. At SysCorp Computer Services, our managed IT services keep your system secure, your network running smooth, and your team looking good, because nothing's better than a perfect fit.
Call SysCorp today for your free consultation or visit our website at sys-corp.net.
At SysCorp, our managed IT services, like good jeans, never lets you down.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
It's 6:39, and guess what? We're going to let you off the hook.
Good.
Just put your joke sheet down. You'll come back strong on Friday. Because we have another Daryl joke that was texted to me.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you're going to have to do the thumbs up or thumbs down now.
I've got it ready.
There's a lot of pressure. I'm a little worried about this one.
Are you?
Yeah, because of who I'm sending it to, who I'm delivering it to.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The wife told me the cat needed to be chipped.
Yeah?
Yeah, I only had a 9-iron, but I still got it over the shed. Like it?
Oh, yeah. Any kind of cat joke like that?
I responded to the text with hee hee.
Oh, hee hee.
Yeah. So thumbs up on that one. I don't know if he's going to bring any more or not, but Daryl has a better... never mind. I won't say it. I don't want to hurt your feelings.
We don't advocate cruelty of cats, though.
If you'd like to send in a joke, though, we're more than happy to read it if, you know, we think it qualifies.
Oh, yeah.
It has to go to the qualifying stage, though. We can't just any joke.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it goes to the judges, then to us. We'll be back.
CBS News Brief. President Trump and Vladimir Putin may be getting together very soon. CBS's Ed O'Keefe at the White House.
Overnight, a Kremlin official responded, saying a meeting had been agreed to. But just between the U.S. and Russian leaders,
with a possible venue announced later.
President Trump's deadline for a ceasefire agreement with Ukraine is tomorrow. The president's higher tariffs on dozens of U.S. trading partners kicked in at midnight. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Consumers are likely to see price increases when they buy a car, whether it's domestic or imported, a computer, an electronic gadget, a toy, furniture.
A technology issue created a nightmare for United Airlines passengers like this woman in Houston.
Between all of the time spent waiting for agents and stuff, I missed my flight. And I had three other connecting flights dependent on that.
United says the problem's been resolved. Service is getting back to full strength. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The future of Murfreesboro's downtown and its homeless services took center stage during the third town hall meeting held Monday night at First Presbyterian Church. Reverend Dr. John Hinkle welcomed a near-capacity crowd, highlighting the church's downtown commitment. Mayor Shane McFarland emphasized how young professionals are driving interest in urban living, prompting new conversations about converting second floors of downtown buildings into residential spaces, similar to efforts in Oxford, Mississippi. Murfreesboro Planning Director Ben Newman explained how balconies extended over sidewalks in Oxford created livable and attractive downtown apartments. The discussion soon turned to affordability, where Councilman Sean Wright revealed that homes classified as affordable in Murfreesboro now cost around $430,000, with monthly rent averaging $1,800, a revelation that stunned the audience. Public transit developments were also announced. The $17.1 million Murfreesboro Transit Center on New Salem Highway will open in 2 to 3 weeks and serve as a hub for local, regional, and national transit, including WeGo and Greyhound buses. Meanwhile, concerns over homelessness ignited passionate responses. The city is developing a new policy requiring homeless individuals to prove Rutherford County residency within 30 days to receive extended aid. Mayor McFarland confirmed that some out-of-town municipalities have sent their homeless population to Murfreesboro. Business owners describe safety and accessibility challenges tied to homeless presence downtown. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick, digestible format, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or YouTube. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Tyler Campbell here, owner of Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn. You can also come and see us at the storefront at 5525 Franklin Road. We have multiple flavors of gourmet popcorn. Kettle Classic Gourmet Popcorn. Tyler Campbell here. You can come check us out at the Rutherford County's Farmers Market every Tuesday and Friday, where we offer up fresh kettle corn and caramel corn.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Trustees at the Discovery Center at Murphy Spring play a vital role in shaping the museum's future and ensuring it fulfills its mission to engage curious minds to fuel the future. A special thank you to Trustee Susie Myers. She helps guide the long-term vision and strategic direction of the museum. Thank you, Susie Myers, for sharing your leadership skills with the Discovery Center at Murphy Spring.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. And we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our Rutherford County locations.
860 Northwest Broad Street, on Church Street in the Barfield area, in Smyrna on Sam Ridley, and Toots West on Franklin Road at Rucker Lane.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. Governor Bill Lee is activating units of the Tennessee National Guard to assist with aspects of the federal government's mass deportation actions. Reports say the governor authorized the Tennessee National Guardsmen under Title 32 status to assist with administrative and clerical issues with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. This involves processing facilities within the state. We're told initially these service members will assist with tasks including data entry, case management, and logistical support. The total number of personnel is not known. The governor's office says the mission is still in the planning stages. The soldiers will be under the state's command but will be paid by the federal government. An endangered child alert remains active for a missing teen from Sevier County. 16-year-old Kevin Hood was last seen Tuesday afternoon at a residence on Thorn Grove Pike in Strawberry Plains. He currently uses a knee brace on his right leg and is using crutches. Hood was last seen wearing black gym shorts and a gray T-shirt. Photos of Hood are available from the Sevier County Sheriff's Department's social media pages. More news in 30 seconds.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
An update to a story we brought you last week. An arrest has been made after a wave of vandalism left several headstones damaged at a Cookeville cemetery. Nearly 32 headstones were damaged in the vandalism, according to city officials. Police say a juvenile was identified as the suspect. The juvenile was visiting a parent living near the cemetery when the vandalism occurred. The juvenile admitted to the damage, according to authorities. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, I can tell you, I can't complain about the weather this week.
No, it's been pretty nice.
It's been really nice. I think we're going to get back up to the 90, 91 this weekend, a little more humid. But I think the average temperature is average high around this time of year is about 90, isn't it? Something like that.
Yeah, so I mean, it's
not unbelievably hot.
We've been a little below average to start August, but it is August, so you have to, you know.
I don't know that I've ever seen 70s. Like, I think Sunday was 79 or 78, and I don't think I've ever encountered that.
Not
in August.
Unless there's been like rain.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't a humid 79. So.
Did you get a lot of rain? I meant to ask you, did you get a lot of rain Sunday? We got a lot.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. I'm thinking it was probably about an inch.
My least. Little ditch was full.
Is that how you measure? You just go out there in your ditch and go. Take a yardstick and put it in your yard.
Well, there's a.
You have a rain gauge, don't you? You're a meteorologist almost.
I don't have a rain gauge.
I cannot believe that.
No.
And you're almost a meteorologist. Don't you think that would be good to be on Rutherford Weather and go, the rain amount today was, you know.
Well,
you could have a camera
be.
In your backyard and show the ponding.
Wouldn't be official.
You ought to show that ditch, though, don't you think?
No,
I mean, I think that would have a camera in your backyard. And
so my backyard slopes, and it slopes down to where the house is. And so all of the rain that falls behind the house in the bamboo forest, it kind of sheds down my way, and so I
would think the bamboo forest would help your rain from like flooding too much.
Yeah,
but it does increase them.
But all the water does just flows down that way, and I have asphalt in the the drive and going into the carport, and so it comes in pretty fast. And so I have a ditch that kind of makes it go around the house and to the left into the front yard.
I wonder how you did that, because it is pretty slanted in the back.
Uh-huh.
And I wondered if you ever had any water problems.
And so that ditch, because the water comes in and I'm shoving it around the house. And so if we have an inch or so, we get
ditch?
To that. Yeah. Well, no.
So was it a problem when you moved?
It was.
Yeah.
It became more of a problem when I paved the back parking area, because it was gravel.
Yeah.
And so when we added the pavement, it just made it get there a lot quicker.
Oh, man.
So.
How long have you been in that house?
Oh, gosh. Since 2002, I think it was.
Wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
So 23 years.
I think that's about right.
It was fairly new, wasn't it, when you moved in? I mean, I think somebody lived there before, but it was.
It was built in 75, the year I was
really?
Born.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. It's that old?
Yep.
Wow.
So it's a 40-year-old house.
But you've done a lot of, you know.
The original people that had the house built, you remember the Arms.
Uh-huh.
Buck Arms built that house, and his daughter lived in it.
Well, I guess that's why it's held up so well.
Until they moved out. When their kids were grown, they wanted to.
Didn't they all have a home or something?
Downsize.
I mean, yeah, that's what I thought.
He built all of those that are duplexes on either side of my house, too.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm sure it was built well. You've done a lot of remodeling, though. I mean, you've had an addition put on, and, you know, you got new flooring. I mean.
Raised the floor in the garage.
Yeah, I got three dogs.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And a cool new vacuum.
What?
A cool new vacuum.
You mean like a Roomba?
No.
Oh.
You do it yourself.
Oh, it's got a washer. Too with it, okay.
But it vacuums and it cleans the floor all in one swipe.
Wow,
very nice.
You're rich.
I'm not.
What are we doing here? Birthdays?
Yeah, it's about that time.
Okay, let's do them.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
And in 1876, Mata Hari had a birthday. She was a Dutch exotic dancer and convicted German World War I spy. I wonder where I got that birthday. Okay. In 1927, Carl Alfalfa Switzer, American actor. He was in all the Our Gang comedies. He played the Buck. He didn't play Buckwheat. He played Alfalfa. And he died young, but he had a mysterious things around his death. I don't know whether he got mixed up with the wrong people or something when he got older. So
he died in 59, apparently.
Yeah. 1942, B.J. Thomas, American singer. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
The blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness.
Did he sing country music too?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Later on. But he, for Burt Bacharach, wrote a lot of his songs, but he was the perfect voice for that song right there.
Yeah.
I don't think I could imagine anybody else singing that. In 1960, David Duchovny, American actor of The X-Files. Did you ever get into The X-Files?
I never did.
I didn't either. They say it was great. But
it was another one of those Fox shows that kind of went under the radar, maybe.
Yeah. Can't believe you haven't binged it.
I haven't.
1975, Charlize Theron, the South African actress. She's been in Mad Max, The Cider House Rules, Monster, won an Academy Award for that. Let me guess, this is Mad Max, I imagine.
I think so.
Our local birthdays today, Dan Russell has a birthday, along with Rachel Schramm, Larry Williams, Ricky Gannon, Kurt and Polly Harding. They have an anniversary. Did you get them anything?
I did not.
They need to make some cookies for that event. Jim Harding, John Hinkle, Kelly Northcutt, and Bobby Harding.
Those are the names we have so far. If you want to add to the list, 615-893-1450, the number for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Let's check the weather again.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Winds north-northwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 69. Friday, lots more sunshine, highs approach 90. And then Friday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 70. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 71.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
Good morning. Starting to build a little bit more through now. Julian in Wilson County right now, headed towards Davidson County on 40 West, traveling through Hermitage into Donelson as it picks up now with more volume, 24 westbound as you come in from Murfreesboro up through the Antioch area. Steady flow of traffic, 65 is still moving here up from Brentwood, Franklin, all the way into South Nashville. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Middle Tennessee Electric's virtual annual meeting is Saturday, August 16th at 2 p.m. Register to be entered for prizes, submit questions, and vote for officers starting August 9th at MTE or by phone. More information at mte.com/annual meeting.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave a store humming.
Need to send out professional mailings without the hassle? Franklin's Printworks makes it
easy. Spoiler alert, Paul Walter Hauser is kind of hesitant about this kind of movie.
Biopics sometimes are a little paint by the numbers.
But he's really good at them. You might have seen Paul in the Fantastic Four First Steps, but his resume includes a long line of true-to-life characters in films like Richard Jewell and I, Tonya, which he says broke the mold.
Sometimes you get something like I, Tonya, and it feels like its own thing. You know, Margot Robbie didn't even know about the true Tonya Harding story.
Wow.
She signed on to that movie thinking the script was an original.
Pretty cool. We'll see Paul next as Bruce Springsteen's longtime guitar tech and engineer, Mike Batlin, in the Bruce biopic Deliver Me From Nowhere. That's out in October. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. We're going to wrap things up for the 6 o'clock hour. We've got Throwback Thursday coming up next hour, though. Our good neighbor of the day is Chloe Burns. She's a true go-getter, full of energy, always lifting others up and inspiring everyone around her with her drive and positivity. Always good to have somebody like that in your life. Mm-hmm. Chloe Burns is going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, send in a good neighbor. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Those are the two ways you can get in your good neighbor announcements to us. Also, we're taking birthdays and anniversaries for another half an hour. You can do that at 615-893-1450. We'll announce the entire list around 8 o'clock and give away banana pudding coming up. So stay with us for that. Wake Up Crew powered by our friends at SysCorp Computer Services, who ensures dependable IT support, allowing medical staff to concentrate on patient care instead of technical issues, because in healthcare, every second counts. SysCorp, sys-core.net online.
More to come. We're going to check in with CBS and the news at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Deadline day.
New tariff rates are currently in place.
Ukraine summit.
A meeting between President Putin and President Trump.
Tech issue hits United Airlines.
I really am ready to be home.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump took to social media around midnight to proclaim that billions of dollars are flowing into the U.S. because of his tariffs. New ones have taken hold today, affecting more than 90 countries. They start at 15%, but in some nations, rates are higher. Experts say it will likely mean higher prices for American consumers. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The U.S. tariff rate will be at around 17 or 18%. Compared to 2.5% before President Trump took office. And that would be the highest tariff rate since the 1930s. The impact of these tariffs could be felt towards the end of this year, as certain tariff-related goods could see an increase in price levels. Consumers are likely to see price increases when they buy a car, whether it's domestic or imported, a computer, an electronic gadget, a toy, furniture.
White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe tells us signs are pointing to a meeting between President Trump and Russia's President Vladimir Putin in the coming days as the war in Ukraine rages on.
There's a good chance that there will be a meeting very soon.
President Trump said Wednesday he could meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky together soon. Overnight, a Kremlin official responded, saying a meeting had been agreed to, but just between the U.S. and Russian leaders, with a possible venue announced later. Trump has increasingly voiced frustration with Putin over Russia's attacks on Ukraine as the U.S. tries brokering a peace deal.
I don't like it.
And despite Trump's current optimism, he's still threatening economic sanctions against Russia this Friday, including penalties on countries who purchase Russian oil, like India.
Hundreds of United Airlines flights were grounded overnight by an unspecified technology issue that's now been resolved. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says it affected major hubs, including Newark, Chicago, and Denver.
A system outage halted departures, prompting ground stops at several key United hubs nationwide, delaying hundreds of flights coast to coast, while others arrived at their destinations only to wait for hours in what amounted to a traffic jam on the tarmac. The system, known as Unimatic, feeds information to other airline systems, including those tracking flight times.
It's critical to the safe operation of United.
Airline analyst Henry Hartevelt.
Airlines, they usually have backup systems, and that's why this is very unusual, that there was no backup for the Unimatic system.
That failure also prevented some from checking their bags.
I went to the self-check, and it wouldn't process my luggage between all of the time spent waiting for agents and stuff. I missed my flight.
Investigators are looking into how a U.S. Army sergeant was able to bring a personal weapon onto Fort Stewart in Georgia and use it on fellow soldiers. Here's CBS's Skyler Henry.
An active duty soldier opened fire on Fort Stewart, injuring five of his fellow soldiers.
We have identified the alleged shooter as Sergeant Cornelius Radford.
Radford reportedly used a personal handgun in the shooting of the five service members, all of whom were identified as Radford's co-workers.
All are in stable condition, and all are expected to recover.
The suspect was apprehended by the Army Criminal Investigative Division after being tackled to the ground by witnesses.
Now to the Middle East, correspondent Deborah Pata spoke with Mike Huckabee, the U.S. ambassador to Israel, about the humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
President Trump has said there's real starvation in Gaza, and he appeared deeply troubled by images of starving children. Have you been similarly moved?
I'm moved when the photos are verified.
But they are real images.
Oh, I think that there are certainly people suffering in Gaza. It's happening because Hamas has not allowed the food to get to the people who are hungry.
We spoke to the World Food Program,
yeah,
and they have not been shown any evidence of this at all. What
I'm shocked they would say that.
Increasingly strong language is being used about Israel's prosecution of this war, being accused of genocide.
If Israel is attempting genocide, they're really, really bad at it. They could have had genocide on October the 8th. If they were trying to commit genocide, it would not have taken them 22 months to do it.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The New York Times reports a Pennsylvania man who vowed on TikTok that he would kill President Trump just days before the inauguration has agreed to plead guilty to federal charges. It's not clear when 22-year-old Jacob Buckley will be sentenced. Sean Combs' efforts to win bail ahead of his October sentencing have failed, so his attorney is doing the talking. Mark Agnifilo spoke with CBS's Jerika Duncan.
He has reflected on the blessings that he's been given, on the imperfections that I think he sees in himself. I think he wants to get out of jail, reestablish a loving, present relationship with all of his seven children.
Combs was found guilty of two prostitution-related charges at his trial and was acquitted of the more serious racketeering and sex trafficking counts. Well, correspondent Michael Wallace tells us there's a new look at the toll from the deadly Southern California wildfires earlier this year.
The official number is 31. 19 people died in the Eaton fire and 12 died in the Palisades. But new research in the medical journal JAMA estimates another 440 deaths could be attributed to the fires. The poor air quality may have exacerbated heart or lung conditions. Others may have died because they needed health care during the fires but couldn't access it. The study's authors are calling for improved tracking of wildfire-related deaths and suggest future research should look into the longer-term impacts of wildfires.
Some Major League Baseball history will be made this weekend.
This one chopped foul, and that one is called by the third base umpire, Jen Powell. Jen Powell, a female umpire, umpiring a Major League spring training game.
48-year-old Jen Powell has umped during spring training and in the minors, and she'll be on the field in Saturday's Marlins-Braves game in Atlanta, the first woman to umpire in a big league game. Music pioneer Eddie Palmieri has died at 88. The rumba and Latin jazz musician was the first Latino to win a Grammy, releasing nearly 40 albums over a career that continued into his 80s. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius. Or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of The Wake Up Crew.
Thanks so much for spending another hour with us here on The Wake Up Crew this morning. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. More news and information straight ahead, including this look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun. Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Winds north-northwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds. Lows drop to 69. Friday, lots more sunshine. Highs approach 90. And then Friday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 70. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 70.
Middle Tennessee Electric's virtual annual meeting is Saturday, August 16th at 2 p.m. Register to be entered for prizes, submit questions, and vote for officers starting August 9th at MTE or by phone. More information at mte.com/annual meeting.
Good morning. Starting a little bit heavier in the last few minutes down through Millersville on 65 coming southbound through Robertson County into Sumner. As traffic increases over here by the airport here in the last few minutes, I-40 westbound, especially at Donaldson Pike. It's still building right now in from Wilson County on I-40 as you work your way through Hermitage. 24 is on the increase westbound up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Luke, if you only knew the power of listening to the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett on News Radio WGNS.
Back on the Wake Up Crew as we open up another hour here. Kind of played that, you know, just to kind of get you in the mood for school starting tomorrow. I bet a lot of places will be busy today to get those last minute school supplies and things like that.
There are a lot of songs you could have played for that. Bad Moon Rising.
Yeah.
Help by the Beatles. Yeah. You know. But
we did Bad Moon Rising yesterday just so, you know, with that being the half day. But next week's when the rubber meets the road. I mean, it's every day. Usually the first week or so is not too bad.
It's a honeymoon period.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a honeymoon period. Then about week three, here comes the complaints.
Isn't it hard to, as a teacher, though, to learn everybody's name, especially if you teach a, you know, you have like six different periods.
They wear their name tags like for a while. They have like little name tags they make for them, so they'll wear those for about 3 weeks till she gets all the names down.
Yeah, so. But I'm you know, like K-5 or whatever, but middle school and high school, when you've got 120 kids or something. Yeah. I don't know how you do it.
I think they number the seating maybe with their grade book, and they just point, you know, where it is, and they go, "Oh, Bill, will you answer that?"
Yeah.
But they have all kinds of ways, I guess. But I never taught. I take that back. I did teach high school for 2 weeks.
Did you really?
Then I got called to come to Rutherford County. Yeah, but
I was at Shelbyville High School, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I got a story about that. I was 20, I was 21, and single. And I was teaching 17, 18-year-old girls. And this is not a, don't worry, this isn't going to be.
I'm just thinking of where this could go.
No, but I mean, there one girl came up and go, "Are you married?" And I said, "No, I'm not married." She said, "Will you marry me?" I went, "Whoa." I mean.
But you're only 3 years older than she was.
I know. That's the crazy thing about it, you know. But I was devoted to my girlfriend and fiance. So, but I mean, it's weird because they actually said something like that.
Yeah.
And I can't remember. She lived out on a farm somewhere, and she said that. And my mouth dropped. I went, "What?" I said, "Get back in your seat and get back in your seat now." But it's funny though. You look back. And I always, and Alan Swader, if he's listening, he'll tell that story. He was at Siegel one night, and he goes, "Mr. Dingus, how old are you?" And I said, I think at the time I was, 65 maybe. And he goes, "That can't be. I'm 58. And I said, "I know, Alan, but I was 22 when you were 13 and there, you know, or 14. And yeah. I said, "That's the difference. You just don't think about it then." So. Because everybody goes, "You're not aging." I said, "No, I am, but you all are aging too."
Aging alongside.
Aging along, yeah. Mm.
We do have a few things school-related to kind of talk about here in a second, but let's tell you about our song of the day on this seventh day of August.
I didn't do the song of the day.
I think we forgot, didn't we? Well, why don't you talk about it?
I'm going to do it. Remind me to do it at the very beginning of the show. Okay. During that first first five minutes, okay?
This is our next to last B-side song that became a hit, David Bowie. Do you know the song?
Okay, I don't. I may know it when I hear it, but I don't know it by title.
All right, well, let's listen.
Now, take it, I'm not a David Bowie fan.
Me either.
So, no, I don't remember this song.
It's called Suffragette City, the B-side of Starman.
I don't remember Starman either, so.
Became its own A-side in 1976 and was already one of his most popular songs, apparently.
Yeah.
So.
I really wasn't. I mean, David Bowie just passed me by. I don't remember his stuff. His music never appealed to me. I've never been a big Rolling Stones fan either.
Yeah,
I like their some of their stuff, but I don't like very much. I have some Rolling Stone albums, but I don't listen to them.
Wow.
I think when you really love a group is when you go back and you pull the records out, to pull the vinyls out, and you'll still
and
listen to them.
Back.
Kind of like you and Debbie.
Yeah, I haven't listened to Debbie in a while.
Well, I think you ought to play it one time.
Need to do that.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a kid in school this year, and I don't think this is going to be that big of a deal for Rutherford County because they already had some rules in place, but you know there was a state law passed that said no personal communication devices during the instructional day. So no phones.
At school.
At school. Or no phones during the instructional day. You can have your phone, but it has to be put away like in your locker or something, I think.
Okay, so my question, which would be a question for most people, what if there's an emergency? So you wait till after school to tell your mother you're going to be picked up for volleyball practice, been canceled or something like that? Is that how you do it, I guess?
I have no idea.
So I'm not going to get any more calls during the day from Allie Grace telling me, hey, can you bring my basketball uniform? I left it at home. Can you bring it to me, Papa? And
I would think they would have to get permission from a teacher in order to do that.
Okay.
And maybe
okay.
they did okay. before. I don't know.
Okay. Maybe that would be feasible. Yeah.
But some of the surrounding counties who didn't have that already in place have made a big deal out of it because it's something new. Because it's a state law now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Local schools are urging parents to begin discussing the policy with their kids so they know about it when school starts. So Coffee County, this is where this story came from that I'm looking at, mentions the new state law, but aimed at reducing classroom distractions. So, but
well,
again,
you could text all day. Those kids would be texting all day if you didn't do something, yeah. I guess.
So, but Rutherford County, again, already had something in place,
right.
So it's not that big of a deal here because we're better than everybody else.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Yeah, I said it. All right, here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Seattle Mariners held on 8-6 against the Chicago White Sox. Julio Rodriguez with a three-run shot, while the Marlins avoided the sweep with a 6-4 win over the Astros. Seattle is now two games behind Houston in the AL West. Jose Iglesias hit the go-ahead RBI as the Padres pulled off the ninth inning comeback, defeating the Diamondbacks 3-2. And the Dodgers lost 5-3 to the Cardinals at home, despite Shohei Ohtani hitting his 39th homer of the season. San Diego is now two games behind L.A. in the NL West. The Royals snapped the Red Sox 7-game winning streak, coming out on top 7-3, and the Brewers extended their winning streak to 6 after topping the Braves 5-4. The NFLPA sent a message to the players Wednesday night clarifying that the league's ban on smelling salts only applies to clubs providing it to players. Players can still smell salts as long as they bring their own.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
The Doug Young Educator of the Month, presented by WGNS and City Tile and Floor Covering, honors Kenneth Honeycutt, a U.S. history teacher at Riverdale High School, who recalls his teachers always appearing to genuinely enjoy teaching.
Every time I thought back to what a potential career might look like, the one thing that I considered was that my teachers always seemed like they were having fun, and I get to wake up every day and do something that I love, and I really appreciate that.
Kenneth talks about what he looks forward to each day in the classroom.
Just see them grow over the course of the year, that look in their eye when they start to make connections about things that are happening in the real world or might be something that they're interested in. It always brings me a lot of joy.
And Kenneth hopes to continue his career at Riverdale.
I'm going to go ahead and call my shot. I want to eventually be an administrator at Riverdale High School. I love this building. It's where I graduated from. I'm so glad that I got to come back and work with some of my teachers.
Kenneth Honeycutt, U.S. history teacher at Riverdale, the Doug Young Educator of the Month, proudly sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering on Spring Street. Know an outstanding teacher? Nominate them at WGNSradio.com.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Fair Construction can help. Fair Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall, and that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Fair Construction help you. Call Fair Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Fair Construction Company.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 722, it's the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS. We get to head over on Thursdays at this time to the villages of Murfreesboro. You can find them at 2550 Willow Oak Trail. You're thinking, that sounds familiar. It's out between Medical Center Parkway and Wilkinson Pike. Actually connects the two now, thankfully. That's a big help. And just off of Medical Center, if you head down the main thoroughfare, turn on Willow Oak and you can't miss the villages of Murfreesboro. And just to give you their website, thevillagesmurfreesboro.com and facebook.com/thevillagesmurfreesboro. They've got a lot of things going on, so you want to check out the Facebook page, especially to see what's happening. And we're talking with Jeb Bowers this morning. Jeb is the manager of Good Works at Home. So we're going to tell you a little bit more about that. But Jeb, good morning to you first.
Good morning, Brian. And you're talking about our location. And I always say the best way to find the villages is on Medical Center. If you know where the new Whataburger is on Medical Center, we're right behind it. And in fact, we're kind of within walking distance of it. So just keep that in mind if you're looking to maybe live here. You just walk down the sidewalk and get you a nice Whataburger.
Yeah, I mean, and you guys have been there a lot longer than any of that development. That's before it was even a connection between Wilkinson Pike and Medical Center. And boy, there's been a lot of growth out there and kind of growing with it at the villages. So that's a good idea to remember. Whataburger, can't miss that. Turn right and you'll find the villages. Good Works at Home. We've talked about this some on the air, but I think it's a good time to just refresh folks about what it is that Good Works at Home does. Now, this is for residents at the villages, right? So we start there. Tell us what Good Works at Home does.
All right. So say you decide you want to move in. You want to get away from doing yard work, and you're tired of cooking and cleaning and all that stuff. And you say, I'm ready to just enjoy life and just take away a lot of the extra stresses that come with, you know, a home or a condo or wherever you're at. So you move into the villages and you live there for a little bit and you realize, I am so sick and tired of doing laundry. Then that's when you get on Good Works. You pay Good Works. We do your laundry for you. We put it away. We do everything with that. Tired of changing your sheets on your bed, because even I to this day still struggle with my fitted sheets. You get on Good Works. We change your sheets. Say you start to get a little forgetful on your medicine at night. Maybe you notice, hey, my pill box, I keep forgetting to take that night medicine before I go to bed. You hop on Good Works. Somebody comes in at the time that your doctor tells you to take it. They come in and say, all right, Mr. Brian, it's time to take your pill tonight. And they make sure you take it. And that takes a lot off the plate right there. Again, as an independent facility, we are just a little bit of extra help just to keep you going and to honestly just take away just a few more things that you might not want to have to deal with anymore.
Yeah, I mean, the laundry thing sounds good to me. I wish I could get that at my house. And, you know, but just don't ask Jeb to make the bed. You have people that do that, right?
That's right. Now I will get my hands dirty anytime needed to. And I have, at one point, we had a very specific person that really liked their bed made a certain way. And so I did get pretty good at it. I've gotten a little rusty, but I can put one together pretty quickly and make it look halfway decent.
We're talking to Jeb Bowers. He's the Good Works at Home manager, and it's just the daily things. I mean, you've given a few examples with laundry or medication. It could be, you know, just a spotter when you're taking a shower, just because maybe you feel a little uncomfortable. Things like that, right?
Absolutely. So I was getting ready to get there. So one of the other things we provide is standby assistance for showering. Especially if you're by yourself, maybe you like evening showers and you're worried, hey, you know, if something happens to me in the shower, they might not come looking for me till I miss breakfast the next day. Well, you sign up for Good Works and you have somebody, and we can stay in the bathroom with the person. You know, sometimes they want us to just kind of wait outside in their bedroom, wait for them to finish the shower, that sort of thing. It's peace of mind. And the other thing with Good Works that's not really a service is just that you have more eyes on you when you are on Good Works, whether it's laundry or medication or our comprehensive package, which just includes all of those things. You're going to have more eyes on you. Good Works is just going to be, not that other staff members don't notice if you're not at meals either. They'll come looking for you too. But with Good Works, we have a set team. The same person that works Monday works Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Our weekend person is consistent. You don't have to worry about who's this random person that I've never met before coming in with pills telling me to take them. It's a very consistent team. If it's not one of my girls, it's me. So you know right off the bat that the person is who they say they are, and they're coming in scheduled regular times. And just, it's the peace of mind of knowing, hey, people are watching out for me. I'm being looked out for. It's just a very easy way to have peace of mind.
And another one of the great ways that our friends at the Villages of Murfreesboro just make it very special, thevillagesmurfreesboro.com online. We've been talking with Jeb Bowers, Good Works at Home manager.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
I think that you need to consider what's going to be happening in the near future. And I am pleased that I moved before my children had to move me. And I think that's a very good point, to look at what you foresee happening and then make plans of your own for that. And then you have a real voice in where you go and what kind of thing you do.
The Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Franklin's Print Works is more than a print shop. They're a proud part of Rutherford County.
It is a focus of ours to be involved in the community. We partner with folks like the Journey Home, and the Center for the Arts, and all these places that help make our community better, and we're proud to do that.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Print Works, supporting local businesses, schools, nonprofits with high-quality printing, banners, signs, direct mail, and more.
We love to do stuff for the churches, for schools, for nonprofits.
Franklin's Print Works, trusted by the community.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we're motoring along on a Thursday morning, August 7th, episode 1716 of The Wake Up Crew.
And happy birthday today to Dan Russell, Rachel Schramm, Larry Williams, Ricky Gannon, Kurt and Polly Harding, they have an anniversary, not a birthday. Jim Harding, John Hinkle, Kelly Northcutt, and Bobby Harding. Boy, there's a lot of Hardings in there today.
Yeah, Jim is actually Kurt's dad.
Okay, and so, they have a birthday on their anniversary.
Yeah, apparently so.
Well, is Bobby kin to him too?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's
no,
just
different twins. Harding. All yeah. Right. But birthdays, anniversaries, you can get those to us. 615-893-1450. It's your deadline to get them into us here, to have them announced here at about 8 o'clock this morning. So call, text, but do it now.
At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation, because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we could help, call me, John Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Winds north-northwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 69. Friday, lots more sunshine. Highs approach 90. And then Friday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 70. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
Good morning. Traffic's building right now through Hermitage. Pretty good, actually, on 40 westbound here at Donaldson Pike. All that traffic coming in from Wilson County up through the Mount Juliet area. 24 has gotten heavier westbound at Bell Road. I'm being pushed in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, with a normal buildup on 24 going westbound. Sometimes it's a little bit heavy and slow there up by Bell Road approaching Haywood Lane. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. Order online today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
As Tennessee students return to school, a renewed focus has been placed on childhood vaccinations. Under state law, parents and guardians remain responsible for ensuring children receive CDC-recommended immunizations before enrollment. Health officials in Rutherford County and across the state are expanding access to meet this requirement, with extended clinic hours and mobile vaccine units reaching neighborhoods where families may face barriers to care. Matt Peters of the Metro Public Health Department emphasized the dual benefit, protecting the vaccinated child as well as their peers. A push to change that responsibility, however, recently stalled in the Tennessee General Assembly when Representative Suzanne Lynn of Mount Juliet argued that current laws unconstitutionally delegates authority to the CDC, referencing the Jacobson v. Massachusetts case. She sought to eliminate the statute holding parents accountable, but the state attorneys clarified that the law protects parents from prosecution while maintaining public health standards. Ultimately, the bill was tabled for further review. In a separate but equally serious matter, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation has arrested 28-year-old Austin Robert Drummond in connection with a quadruple homicide in Lake County. The investigation began after a newborn was found abandoned in a front yard. Authorities later discovered four deceased family members, two parents, a grandmother, and an uncle, approximately 40 miles away. Drummond faces multiple charges, including first-degree murder and aggravated kidnapping. Additional arrests have been made, with three individuals charged as accessories after the fact. The case involves multiple agencies, including the FBI and the U.S. Marshals. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
WGNS!
Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
A motorist with a flat tire was stranded on the roadside when Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue's crew number 3 stopped to offer assistance. The trunk was loaded with a heavy, foldable wheelchair. Plus, the temporary tire did not have the proper air pressure. Well, this good Samaritan pit crew had the proper tools. Quickly, Chad Davis, Ryan Battle, Sam Bennett, Hunter Martin, and Joseph Decker had the senior citizen on the road again.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 on a Thursday morning, so that means it's time to throw it back now.
Do you remember these?
John and I have been talking a little bit off the air about his experience in retail. And this is a business that's, there's something to do 24/7, 365 days a year here.
Yes.
And so was Bellwood Market, apparently.
Bellwood Market was the first convenience store in Rutherford County, except for Town and Country. I think Town and Country was there on Bradable Pike. But this was the first really convenience store. We didn't serve gas because you still had gas stations, but you were open 24/7. And my great memories of that is Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and there was probably 8 employees there, and he picked the top 4 to work Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. You worked 4 hours on each day.
Now, who was the owner?
Ernest McCaslin, and his wife just recently passed, I think last year, and Mike McCaslin, and he's got a brother, but anyway, good family. And so we would go on Christmas Day, and this is how chaotic it was. You would think on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve I could understand it was busy, but he would volunteer me on Christmas Day from probably 10 in the morning to 2, which wound up, you work till about 4 because you're trying to help out. And the other 4 of the 8 people, the other 4 would come in and bag for you because you didn't have time. You know, if you're on a regular shift, you would bag it yourself. But no, not on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. They had to have a bagger, and they put me on the cash register, and they put like Tom Hoover on the cash register because we were more seasoned veterans. But anyway,
so that
you would look up, and a 6-hour shift was like, felt like an hour. It was that many people, wall to wall. Parking lot was full. The milkman would bring his truck and leave it there on Christmas Eve at probably about 10 o'clock in the morning. And it would not leave until Christmas night, about 8 o'clock. It was unbelievable, the crowd. They had cars parked up to the Coke plant on Broad Street. You would have to, they left one lane open, and they would have to drive through. There wasn't a lot of traffic, you know, everywhere else, but there it was just unbelievably crowded. And I remember, you know, just bread and milk. Bread man did that too. He parked his in the back, and he would just, they were on racks. And you would just, they needed bread. He didn't, you know, you had your counter for bread, but he also put racks all around us where if they needed bread, they could grab bread. Craziest, and you would just, you'd never looked up. You said, thank you, come back. I mean, that's what you did. And unbelievable how crazy it was. And now there's so many stores, it wouldn't make any big difference. But that, for about, I was with Ernest about 10 years, I guess. I worked 2 jobs. I worked at TV Service Center with Julian Larman up on Maple Street. And then at night, I worked at Bellwood Market. So, and I got married there. It is so funny. I got married with, I had 3 jobs. I worked at a sign company in Shelbyville. This was right at the time we first got married. Maybe a month or two before we got married. I worked at Watco Sign Company. And then I worked at Bellwood Market at night. And in the afternoon, I would work at TV Service Center. It was crazy.
Repairing TVs?
Or? No, delivering.
Delivering.
That's why I have no back now. I have a bad back. Because I would jump off the truck. We had a truck. And I'd hold it, and I would just jump off the truck. But insulation at Pillsbury on the weekends. So I had like 4 or 5 jobs. But probably some of the greatest times of my life, you know?
Working, working, working.
Working hard. working man.
And when you were teaching, you still did some part-time
stuff. I stayed at Bellwood Market and TV Service Center every afternoon after school. He waited. He said, I'll wait till 4 o'clock, and you can deliver in about an hour everything. And then I'd go at 6 o'clock or 6:30 to Bellwood Market and work the rest of the night.
That's nuts.
And teach class.
Yeah. That's a little throwback Thursday for you today.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hey, this is Hunter Dorton with Mycoterra Pharmacy. We grow gourmet and medicinal mushrooms. We sell fresh mushrooms, dried mushrooms, powders, tinctures, mushroom-infused honey. We sell mushroom coffee, mushroom brew, different tinctures to take as a supplement. We also grow our own herbs, make loose leaf tea, topical salve, and CBD products. So come and check us out at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, the Nolensville Farmers Market, and the Franklin Farmers Market on the weekends. And we're happy to be of service to you and help you and get your health journey on the right track.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of being open.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:42 as we begin to wrap up today's show. Episode 1716, almost done. Don't forget school, first full day tomorrow. Woo-hoo! Back at it. Yes, indeed. Chloe Burns is our good neighbor of the day today. This is something we do each weekday morning if you're just now finding the Wake Up Crew. She was nominated for being a true go-getter, full of energy, always lifting up others and inspiring everyone around her with her drive and positivity. Chloe Burns receives flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS as today's good neighbor of the day. So, I told you, we do it each weekday morning. You can help us out. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. When you do that, you'll get a reply from us. There will be a link. It'll say, you know, tap on that link, fill out the info. When you do that, submit button on there. When you do that, it's done. It's in my inbox. So it is that easy. You can get to that at WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor as well. Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and their annual meeting is held virtually. It's going to be on the 16th. That's a Saturday, 2 p.m. Now, starting this Saturday, you can register. Why do you want to register? Well, you could win prizes. From there, you can submit questions for them to answer during the virtual meeting and also vote on officers starting this Saturday at MTE or by phone. More information at mte.com/annual meeting.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Well, another sensational joke from Daryl Rigsby today.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Give me a second. I can't do it, man.
It's always catching you by surprise.
I can't change it. I've got something scheduled for my morning appointment. I can't change it. Sorry.
Can't change it.
I can't get to it right now. I'm in the middle of registering for something.
You don't remember what it was?
I can't remember.
I thought I had it on the tip of my tongue.
What was the punchline? Oh, my wife asked me about my cat.
Yeah.
And she wanted it chipped. to get it chipped.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so I took my six iron and I hit it over the roof.
Oh.
Replay.
There it is. It was better when I knew, you know, I read it exactly right. But that's a thumbs up.
It was solid.
Daryl is hotter than firecracker.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't say, who's Daryl Rigsby? Well, he's a friend of mine and friend of yours, and he's killing it.
He's a jokester.
You might want to give him a thumbs down just to make you look a little better.
Does he tell dad jokes frequently when you're around him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he looks them up, and he'll text me or send them by note and whatever. So...
Wow.
But I told him don't give me the joke anymore, because I don't appreciate it when I hear it the first time. You know, I appreciate it more if you just send it by paper or something. You know,
mail it in secret ballot.
We need to get Daryl a hat or something though for all that.
I thought he had a hat. Does he not have a hat?
Well, they get old, Brian. You can't wear them forever.
Okay.
I mean, I'd like to have another one, but that's not going to happen. But hello to Brett Rigsby, too. I always forget about Brett because Brett's an avid listener. So I just want to say hey to him.
Maybe he should send in some dad jokes.
He doesn't have time. He works.
Oh, I thought Daryl had a job.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Daryl does work. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. He sits at a desk more than Brett does. That's what it is.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that code for anything?
Did I get Daryl fired?
I think
no. He sends them home usually. Daryl sits down and sends them home. But Brett's pretty busy too at night.
Okay. Well, let's.
I think I saved him.
I don't know. We'll do our song of the day and save the day here. This is a David Bowie song that made an A-side in 1976, but it was already a hit. Suffragette City. Wrapping up the best B-side songs tomorrow and the week. So join us tomorrow for the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Mostly sunny for today. Highs top out near 91 degrees. Winds north-northwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, light winds. Lows drop to 69. Friday, lots more sunshine. Highs approach 90. And then Friday night, mostly clear with lows falling back to 70. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
You have a staff that comes to your home. They walk you through it. It's been my experience. What I thought I should